The island in the middle of the frozen lake, the home of the great Polish Duke, was lit by cold moonlight. Like every winter, the ice connected the island to the surrounding banks, but the stronghold could not be reached by crossing the frozen waters. The bridges were the only way to reach the Duke's dwelling, which was guarded by double ramparts, high as ash trees. Two bridges, like mooring ropes holding boats in place, west and east. Two arms like a mother's nursing her child. The western bridge led to the road to Poznania, the eastern to Gniezno. Between them was the Isle of Ostrów Ledniki, hidden like a treasure. After all, it was a treasure hold, the dynasty's hidden nest, the place where the Duke's children were raised. And the bridges, like umbilical cords, could lead those children into the world. Two bridges, two children who had almost reached adulthood, and ice all around them on a night lit up by a winter's full moon. Shiento Suava let her eyelids fall shut. She was sitting on a wide bench with her legs tucked beneath her, a servant combing her long hair. Small clouds of mist escaped with her every breath. She was breathing deeper and deeper until she finally rested her head on the soft fox fur that covered the bench. Her hair fluttered as it fell below the backrest. The hand holding the comb froze in midair. "Is she asleep?" the servant asked, looking to the corner of the chamber, where a girl in a simple woolen dress sat on an iron-clad chest. She sat in the same position as Sviento Suava, with her legs tucked under her, head cocked to one side. Her face revealed nothing. Bolesław moved his shoulders to settle his chainmail over his leather kaftan. He buckled his belt. He checked that his knife slid smoothly from its sheath. Sweeping hair away from his face, he glanced at his waiting comrades. Dark-eyed Zarad, ginger Bjornar, and fair-haired skinny Jaska stood at the chamber's door, watching him tensely. Two dogs lay at Bolesław's feet.
"Ready?" he asked. "Your cloak," Jaska said, throwing him the wolf fur-lined wool.
"Gloves," Bjornar added as he passed them over.
"And your sword?"
Zarad's eyes flashed in the chamber's darkness. One of the dogs raised its head, alert.
"No,"
Bolesław said, pulling on his gloves. A barely discernible shadow flickered across his face.
"That wasn't father's order."
The other three nodded as if on command, and Zarad whistled quietly with admiration for the absent man.
"The Duke," he added.
They left the room, leaving the door open. Bolesław called back over his shoulder.
"Dujon, guard the dogs."
Their footsteps echoed on the stone floor of the palatium. Then, nothing.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.